This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When we go out to the River Islands guest line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Hey, Stink, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Hey, trench warfare, we think, in this one. Niners and Chiefs this week. And Chris Jones, obviously, you could argue, has won not one but two Super Bowls that the 49ers think that they could have, should have had. So, like, what's the plan there? How do you slow down Chris Jones?
Yeah, you know, that's the $64,000 question, right? How do you slow that guy down? He's an absolute beast. He's a problem. Certainly at the end of a game, you don't forget to block him. That's certainly, you know, that's certainly one thing you can't do, like at the end of the Super Bowl last year, which is mind-boggling. Anytime you see 95, that's a guy that you've got to, you've got to take care of, and you've got to definitely have a plan for him. But I would tell you that guys like that, you know, obviously are an issue, but there are a lot of times where I like to take away the athleticism of a player like that. And what I mean by this, and this is almost counterintuitive, when you get a guy that is that big, that strong, but that athletic, make sure that you attack that player where he has to keep his feet still. Meaning, don't let him use his athleticism. So one of the big plans, and this is something goes back to my playing days when we played against Lawrence Taylor, when we played against guys like, like Warren Sapp, when we played against a guy like Junior Seau, we ran right at those guys. Make sure you load those dudes, make those guys play right there where they can't beat you to the edge, and then run down the line of scrimmage and use that athleticism, not only size to beat you at the point, but take away the athleticism. And then how many different schemes can you get? Like, can you invite that dude upfield and have a tight end trap his ass? Or, you know, one of those type of things where you get that guy thinking about multiple schemes that he's got to defend that are coming right at him. So that's always one of the things that I want to slow a dude down, and I want to take away his ability to use athleticism. Take that away from him. Make him play right there. Make him defeat double teams. Make him defeat the ball at the point of attack. Easier said than done, but I would rather make him defend that way than let him use his extreme athleticism to beat you on an edge and then come screaming down the line of scrimmage and hit you 4 yards in the backfield.
How does that jibe with what the Niners try to do vis-a-vis the outside zone? Would this be out of character for the Niners to then suddenly become an off-tackle team just to try to keep him in his spot?
Well, I mean, you know, outside zone is an off-tackle play, but it's an off-tackle play that oftentimes cuts back. But if you go through Kyle Shanahan's repertoire of running plays, I bet you outside zone is no more than 50-50. Like, what they run as far as gap, as far as duo, as far as you know, duo would be gap, no puller, gap plays, pin and pull plays. They are so much more diverse than we were when Mike Shanahan was coaching me in Denver. Like, yes, that's their staple play, but I bet you their zone stuff only accounts for about 50% of what they do. So they're a very balanced offensive football team that they run multiple schemes. So, you know, it's not, I think there's a bit of a misnomer because we've known them to be this outside zone team for so long. They run counter, they run power, they run, you know, fullback counter and tight end counter and all that kind of stuff. So they are a more diverse team than that. And so then it just comes down to, you know, how do we get great double teams on that guy? How do we attack him at the point of attack?
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes. This football season, we're talking with Stink, Mark Schlereth here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Stink, can you speak to what we fans look at as an assumed mental edge? The Chiefs have had such success directly against the 49ers. How does that affect the 49er locker room in a game like this, knowing that they just haven't been able to get over the top against this team?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at it, the 49ers have really played them well. And in two Super Bowls, you know, have had the edge in two Super Bowls until you give, you know, Patrick Mahomes an opportunity at the end of a game. And so ultimately, it's continuing to do what you did throughout the game to be successful. And then don't break down. Like, I always look at things that happen to you at the end of the game when you're trying to, like, when you're trying to force a turnover or where you're trying to force the game and you try to do too much. You try to do something that's not in character. You try to do something, you know, to be almost a hero ball aspect. And if you really look at the way they've played the Kansas City Chiefs, man, they've been really good all the way up to the very end of the game, the last 6 minutes of the game when they get beat or in overtime. You know, so, like, out of character, you talked about the mental aspect of it. Like, I truly did not understand, and, you know, don't let Kyle hear this because I've known Kyle since he was 12, but I did not understand taking the ball in overtime in the Super Bowl, right? And creating a situation where Mahomes is in four down territory from the second he gets the ball. Like, that didn't make sense to me. And so just little things, you know, that you look at that may be out of character of the way you would normally do it, because the one thing the Chiefs do better than anybody else, and they're human, and they have not dominated teams this year by any stretch of the imagination, but in critical moments, both offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise, in critical moments, those guys just make the big time play in critical moments. And I think a lot of that is the psychological advantage that you talk about. I think there is a pucker up factor when they get the ball late at the end of a game where they're the ones going, oh, you know, like the opponents are going, oh gosh, here we go. So, you know, that is just playing your game and continuing to play your game throughout the entirety of the game. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, it'd be really nice to have the ball, you know, late in the game with a lead and where you can sit on it. You don't give it back to the, you know, 15. But easier said than done. And that's, to me, why the Chiefs are really that good.
Yeah, the pucker factor is something that is talked a lot about here in the Bay Area from fans. Stink, which would you rather have? Would you rather have the ball down four with Brock Purdy needing a touchdown or Kansas City with the ball down four, needing to stop Patrick Mahomes?
So I would, you know, I don't want to have to stop Patrick Mahomes. he's a freak show. So I would trust Brock Purdy in that situation more than I would trust my defense stopping Mahomes. So that, you know, that's the direction I would go. And I think Brock Purdy, you know, I'm a huge Brock Purdy fan. I think the dude is a phenomenal player, and I think he's played exceptionally well considering, you know, some of the injuries, some of the inconsistencies, no Christian McCaffrey. And I know a lot of people will sit there and say, well, Jordan Mason's really running the ball well, and, you know, and they ran the ball exceptionally well. Against Seattle, they ran it really well, and blah, blah, blah. Dude, it's just McCaffrey's just a different dude. He's a, you know, he's a difference maker, and him, you know, not only running it but catching the things he does – you know, the packages and the time you have to spend thinking about how you're going to take him away, especially in the passing game, it just makes them a more dynamic unit, and it just makes them a different, you know, just a different football team.
Stink, our listeners may not know this, but the conversations we've had with you earlier this season, you have expressed a bit of a head-scratching reaction with regard to the way the Niners ended up paying Brandon Ayuk. And on a day like this, where two big-name wide receivers are changing teams, I'd love to know your overall view of what the league is doing with this position, and then specifically the 49ers. Like, they paid Brandon big dollars. They restructured Debo, which makes him harder to cut at the end of the year. And they've used first-round capital on Ricky Pearsall, who is now practicing, and Juwan Jennings has broken out. Can you make that make sense?
No, you know what? There's this, we see this happen, this cyclical nature of different positions. And we saw it a couple of years ago with the safety position. Remember when everybody was wanting to, hey, you know, we need a middle of the field eraser at the safety position to, you know, and we're going to pay that guy $15, $16 million a year. And then what happened this year? Basically, all those dudes got cut or released, right? And they all re-signed for 1 year, $7 million deals. There's, I think, one or two safeties that got paid this offseason. But there has been a market correction in that. And I think there's a two or three receivers that are big-time difference makers, you know? But for the most part, like, the rest of them, they're, like, you gotta have a number one guy. You gotta have a true number one receiver. But, like, I think it's become, in a game where it's everybody's a dependent position, I think receiver is the most dependent position of all dependent positions. Like, 10 of the guys have to do their job exceptionally well for that dude to make a play. And I think there's a few guys that, yes, are that kind of difference maker, but there's only a handful of those guys. And I think there's, you know, I think there's a lot of guys that play the game that are really good at it, that, you know, you don't have to pay them the way these receivers have been getting paid. I think you'll see a market correction. It might be not for another year or two or three, but I think you will see one eventually.
And I think we're seeing some teams already self-correct, and Green Bay let Devontae Adams go, and now he's onto another team, and they're using a lot of younger talent. And I look at Kansas City, even if they had Rashee Rice, their receiving core is very underwhelming. When you watch Kansas City, are you seeing a shift in the way they approach their offensive football with the personnel they have?
Yeah, I mean, last year I think they led the league in two tight end formations, if you can believe that. So, you know, with Kelce and with Gray. And so, you know, and then the way they ran the ball last year, like, all of a sudden Andy Reid, who doesn't want to run the ball, you know, it became a legit weapon with Isaiah Pacheco, and then the receiving game out of the backfield with Isaiah Pacheco. And then, you know, like I said, the two tight end formations. And so you've seen, you know, this shift. And then they had a ton of success with Rashee Rice. And, you know, and now obviously Rice is hurt. But you know, I mean, I think you've seen some of those, you know, some of those shifts, if you will. Guys are still going to get paid, and they're still and still – you know, everybody's important on a football team. It's important to have dynamic, you know, big-time playmakers. But, again, I think that that's one of those market corrections that I think you're going to continue to kind of see.
Stink, Mark Slareth with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, do you buy into ideas like this in the regular season, that a game sort of means more to one team than the other? It feels like the 49ers need this more than the Chiefs. Do you buy that, and does it matter?
Oh, yeah. There's always a few litmus test games along the way that, you know, when you're a team that has either struggled against another team. You know, I remember early in my career in Washington, my first, you know, 2 years in the league, man, we could not beat the Giants. Just flat couldn't beat them. And you know, changing that tide and beating them in 91 was like a big time, almost sigh of relief for us. And, you know, it's one of those things that you're like, all right, we are good. We are that good. And, you know, went on to win a Super Bowl that year. But same thing goes back in my day when I played in Denver. If you went to Kansas City, even if you didn't win in Kansas City, because it's so tough to play in Kansas City, even if you played the Kansas City Chiefs type under Marty Schottenheimer, they had a really good team back then. you know, you always felt coming out of there like, damn, we're pretty good. And so there are those litmus test games for any organization that you look at, and it means more to me than it does to them probably. And yeah, I would definitely say, based on past Super Bowls, this is one of those games for San Francisco.
Does that also apply to the coach and the offensive play caller and Kyle Shanahan going up against a defensive coordinator who's kind of had his number a little bit? Does that ratchet up the pressure on Kyle a little bit to try to figure out how to get by the Spagnuolo scheme?
Absolutely. And Spagnuolo, let's face it, that dude is right now the best coordinator in football. Like, you watch the adjustments he makes during the course of a game. You watch the way Kansas City plays, the plays they make, and they're talented. They're super talented without question, but they are super solid, man. They are disciplined. They play hard. They fly around. They hit you. That's a challenge when you face a guy that's really smart and really good and really understands your scheme and kind of how to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Defend you.
Mark Slareth with us here on Willard and Dibbs. How do you take stock of this thing after what the Niners did last Thursday night, right? Like, I was thinking about the idea that compare Dallas and San Francisco, by the way, who play the week after the Chiefs. They're both 3-3, but not all 3-3s are kind of built the same. How would you do a state of the union of the 49ers right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously 3-3 is not where you want to be, but that was an impressive victory the other night against Seattle. You're coming off the mini bye week, and, you know, you're going to get healthy. And the way they ran the ball, that was impressive to me with a bunch of backup running backs. Like, all those things, you take stock in those things. And, you know, Brock Purdy, like, one of the things that I mentioned after that Thursday night game was, I know that Brock is athletic, and I know that he's got really good feet, but I probably have never been more impressed with the way he played when things broke down. His ability to scramble, to get out of harm's way, to create plays with his feet, to create time in the backfield, to avoid rushes. I just thought his pocket presence was unbelievable, and I thought his athleticism was more dynamic than I've ever seen it. I was like, I don't remember him being – I know he's a good athlete, don't get me wrong, but I don't remember him being that dynamic a scrambler. And so, you know, I was like, shoot, red zone, you want to cure the red zone problems, start running the zone read stuff, you know, start using him in the red zone on the edge to pull the ball, keep it, and threaten the defense to create some more room for your running backs in that zone read scheme. So I could see them, you know, implementing something of that nature coming to the red zone, because he is that athletically dynamic, and I didn't really realize that, or I just haven't seen it like I saw it the other day.
Maybe he's got the PTSD from losing Trey Lance on a similar play a couple of seasons ago, and yeah, you know, not wanting to get his QB hurt. When you watch,
but that was all. Trey Lance was not on the edge. Right. Trey Lance was all inside power QB, and it was an inside run game because he didn't have the edge quickness. He had more straight line linear speed, and that's what they were using him in. So that to me, the edge stuff is a little bit different than running in there between the tackles.
That's a good point, and just watching the way Brock's been running around of late does make me think a little bit about Patrick Mahomes, how they're both just scrambling and making these sidearm off-schedule throws. But I just want to ask you about the totality of George Kittle and what you've seen, not only as a red zone threat, but also as just a pancake-serving breakfast machine in the blocking game.
He is one of my all-time favorite players. I love the enthusiasm with which he plays. I also love the fact that that dude would rather serve up a pancake block than score a touchdown. Like that he's just a football playing Jesse, man. And I just appreciate the heck out of him. I love watching him play the game, and I love watching him dispense justice in the running game. And like, I know the joy. I mean, I've talked to him multiple times about it. I know the joy. It's not fake. He loves it. And that's contagious, man. That's infectious. I love that about him.
What do you think is going to happen in this game, Sting?
I think it's going to be a really tight game. And you know me, man. I'm hoping that San Francisco, listen, you know, between us, don't tell anybody in Kansas City, but I am rooting for the 49ers. I really want Kyle to win. I really want this one, you know, go 49ers way, and I'd really like to see Kansas City lose. So, and there's definitely, I mean, it comes down to the very end of the game. How do you manage the end of the game, San Francisco? Because you'll be in it. I know you'll be in it. Just how do you manage the end of it?
Yeah, I hope they manage it better than they've managed the end of it previously, Stink.
Lord.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the fourth quarter. Scary times. All right, hey, Stink, love having you. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, there it is. Mark Schlereth. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.